we now bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
I don't wanna burn. Good afternoon. Welcome to Generation Annihilation here for another week here on CITR 101.9 FM. And that is also www.citr.ca online over the World Wide Web, where you can download podcasts of our shows and stuff like that. And you can also tune us in on TELUS Digital Television, channel 3717. Yeah, we started things off with a two versions of the song War Hero. It was originally a Toxic Reason song from one of my favorite albums, Independence from Toxic Reasons. And we started things off with DOA from the We Come in Peace release. It's brand new on Sun Death Records. And yeah, I heard a mellower cover of that song, War Hero, but it was still a good version. Yeah, and that's from DOA's latest, We Come in Peace. Yeah, check it out. It's on Sun Death Records. And yes, Generation Annihilation with your host, Aaron, and I'm here till 1 o'clock and got a few new things to play for you. And about half past the hour, we will be giving a ticket giveaway for the show, which this Thursday at the Fortune Sound Club, in Chinatown. And that is the Meat Men all the way from Lansing, Michigan. And they'll be playing with the Authorities, Total War, and Bishop's Green. It's going to be an awesome show. And I will be having a pair of tickets to give away and be playing you some songs by the Meat Men. But let's get back into the show. We're going to take you back to the late 80s for the second era of Government Issue. I kind of like this era better than the even better than the hardcore stuff, I must say, even though that was awesome too. But yeah, it's from the Government Issue album, You, and we're going to hear a track called Man in a Trap. Here we go. We'll be right back.
play the first one over till the first one runs. Remember my best friend from the second grade. Friends till the end, till he stole my real best friend. Turn engines over, turn engines over. Turn anger up, turn up, turn up. Did you slip away the TV? Over land and sea, fly strong-minded, but never free.
Space to create some of the wildest sounds on the planet. Join your host Matthew as he explores the musical heritage of his native Australia and features fresh sounds from Canada's independent music world. Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, live Fridays from 6 to 7:30pm on CITR 101.9 FM.
Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9, and at the start of the set, we heard from Government Issue from the U album going back to the late 80s, Man in a Trap, followed with another track going back to the late 80s, Naked Reagan from the Understand release, Peg from, we heard the song called Treason, and yes, Naked Reagan from Chicago, Illinois, which is where Peg Boy are from as well. We heard from Peg Boy in the set after from the Cha-Cha Demore release. That one's going back to 1997. With a track called Dangerance. And then we follow with an act from the Bay Area, Songs About Snakes. They're really good. They got a Bandcamp page you should check out because it's really cool. Very infectious, jawbreaker, pop punk type stuff. Really good. And then we followed with Spark Marker from the Products and Accessories release. And that's a compilation of singles and stuff going back to the 90s, and the song we heard was called Sleeping with the TV On, something that I do sometimes. Well, I fall asleep with the TV on, then get up and go to bed. And Spark Marker playing September 28th. They're doing a reunion at the Rickshaw Theater, so that should be a pretty cool event, because, yeah, they haven't played since the late 90s. And we're going to hear an act right now who will be playing August 15th. and that's a week from this Wednesday, and they'll be playing with Chapel and local act. But this band here is from the Bay Area. They're called Lecherous Gaze, and we're going to hear a track called Born on a River. Here we go.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Listen up, the deadline for Shindig 2012 is fast approaching. If you are a local musician or band, now is your chance to get in on this high-stakes battle of the bands and earn yourself some prizes and glory. Past participants of Shindig include the Pack AD, 3 Inches of Blood, Japan Droids, You Say Party, and so much more. All styles are welcome. The deadline for digital submission is August 6th, while physical entries must be received by August 12th. For instructions on how to submit your entry, go to CITR.ca or find CITR Radio on Facebook.
Let's go. England, that's enough.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the chart?
That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
All right, Generation Annihilation, and we started that set off with an act from the Bay Area. They're called Lecherous Gaze, and a track was called Born on a River. And they were formed out of an act called Annihilation Time. And, as I said, that band will be playing Wednesday, August 15th at the Zoo Shop in Vancouver, BC. So that'll be a cool one. Yeah, they're playing with Chapel and a rock band called Time. And I believe this will be the record release party of Chapel's full-length LP. So, yeah, get down there, buy the album, because they're really cool. They sound like a cross between Motorhead and Venom and all that good rock and stuff. And I've played them on the show lots and will again. And we follow the set from Sharp Objects from their Modern Records self-titled release. We heard a track called Another Victim. And then we took you back to the late 90s, Maximum Rock and Roll Records, the B-sides, with a track called Number One Fan. And then we followed with some Canyon Arrow, local acts. Name of the release is called We're Canyon Arrow. And the name of the track was called Don't Care About That. So, yes, half past the hour, I said I'd give those Meat Men tickets away. So it's not half past the hour. It's pushing 1240 now. So, yeah, we're going to play some Meat Men, but we got some tickets to give away for their show next Thursday at the Fortune Sound Club. So, yeah, why don't you get to the phone and give me a call? A little bit of trivia. All you have to do is tell me who the singer of the Meat Men is. Tell me who he is, and you got yourself a pair of tickets to see the Meat Men. So, yeah, 604-822-2487. That is 604-UBC-CITR. Call me up, tell me his name, and you win yourself a pair of tickets. And we're going to hear the Meat Men with a track called Cripple from the release, Cripple Children Suck. And the name of the track is called Orgy of One. Here we go. 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. Phone me up and you get yourself a pair of tickets to the Meat Men.
Knuckle sandwich! We're not doing brain ass! I'm not saying it'll never be.
Four tracks from the Meat Men that will be here next Thursday at the Fortune Sound Club. And congratulations to the person that called up and won tickets. And not only did he tell me who the person's name was, the singer for the Meat Men, but he also referred to him as his nickname as well. The Dutch Hercules, known as Tesco V. And yeah, the Meat Men from Lansing, Michigan. They formed in 1981. I think they broke up in the late 80s, got back together 2008, and they've been playing ever since. And we heard from a track called Orgy of One, and that's from the Crippled Children Suck record. And we followed with the album Where the Meat Men and You Suck. We heard a track called Tooling for Anus. And then a track from their Rock and Roll Juggernaut LP going back to 1986 on Caroline Records. We heard a track called Rock and Roll Juggernaut, it's a title track. And from 1985's War on the Superbikes, from the Meat Men, we heard a track called ABBA, God and Me. So yeah, that'll be an awesome show next Thursday at Fortune Sound Club. Geez, legendary hardcore act. Like I said, featuring Tesco V, the man who put out a fanzine in 1979 called Touch and Go Records, called Touch and Go, which later became a record label, Touch and Go Records. And yeah, it'll be an awesome show. They'll be playing with Stockton, California, legendary Killed by Death act, The Authorities, although most of them are based out of here now. I think it's safe to say The Authorities are now a Vancouver band, but they're originally from California. They'll be playing with locals Bishop's Green and Total War, so that'll be an awesome show. And yeah, another good show going on tonight at the Rickshaw Theater. Electric Frankenstein, The Stokers, and 69 Guns, and it'll be a pre-barbecue show today at 3 at Iron Road Studios, outdoors, I take it. And at 6 o'clock today, open the cages for animal liberation because, we got a show with rape revenge and violent restitution. We're going on tour. And a garbage-faced efficiency and martyr index. And, some of these acts are interesting. Calgary, our vegan straight-edge, our rape revenge, our vegan straight-edge power violence band from Calgary, and martyr index are labeled as Calgary anarcho-queer butt rock. So, yeah, I didn't think those kind of things existed in Calgary, but, sure enough they do. Bands like that are, in fact, based out of Calgary. And so, yeah, that show goes on at 6. And also, afterwards, you might want to get yourself over to the Astoria, 769 East Hastings. We got Bridge Burner, Anna, Infect Propaganda, Anna and Devour, and Famine. Actually, no, Famine's off the bill. But Intentional Vehicular Manslaughter playing as well. And, yeah, sliding scale, $5 to $10. And it starts at 10 p.m., and that's at the Astoria. So we got about another 7 minutes to go in the show. And, going to get into some Arctic Flowers. Here we go. Generation Annihilation. All right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation. Started with the Arctic Flowers from the Reveries 12-inch release. We had a track called Fall to Pieces, and then we followed with Death Charge from a track from The Love Was Born to an early death release. And we ended the set off with No Problem, a bonus track from the now this vinyl reissue on P-Trash Records. Came out deranged this side of the pond, but yeah. German record label called P-Trash reissued that one. So yeah, this has been Generation Annihilation for another week. Like us on Facebook. Check out our playlists and podcasts online, www.generationannihilation.com, and stay tuned for Power Chord.
Now repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday, from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
The burning hell for my days now. Record on CITR. I'm your host, Metal Ron, and that was Sabbat. I don't even know exactly which one is the correct one, but anyway, that's from their album History of a Time to Come, and that was a track called A Cautionary Tale. There was their first album, Martin Walkier, vocalist there, and after Sabbath's split up, he started the band Skyclad, which was pretty much the groundbreaking band for the whole folk metal scene, or at least one of the main ones anyway. And it's really